It's also nice to have Andrew Laswell here. He is of the Liberty Tubes. I don't know Andrew yet. I'm going to get to know him along with you. There's a new Liberty Tubes album called Natural Selections. We'll talk about that and we'll talk about him. But before we do that, we need something to talk about, which would be some music. Here is Andrew Laswell.
Thanks. This is a song called Chameleon. It's about a guy that sees a girl he really likes and then decides to become everything that she likes the only way he know how. It's only a little creepy. It didn't do. It button da don dow. You blew into the room. You filled up my eyes. They grew to double their size. Jaw dropping. Such a confident girl, like no other I've seen. Your stride is flirty and mean, hip popping. You're so good looking. I gotta make you mine. My breath, you took it. My soul, you set afire. I gotta know just what you're into. Bands that you like most and where you've been to. One thing I can do, I'm gonna Google you. I'm gonna Google you. Time to pay your tab. You breeze up to the bar. I see the name on your card, photographic. I type it in and hit go to see where your name is found. Looks like just one in this town. Fantastic. I got your number. I know where you buy shoes. I bet you wonder, where do I get my news? It's all there, your banking statements. Place that does your hair, your trip to the Caymans. Always something new. Oh, when I Google you. Oh, when I Google you. I'm gonna Google you. You'd be surprised to know just what you can find about a person if you have enough time. A little number unlocks a lot, and I found it. Hooray, I found it. Now that I know just what you want in a man, I go remake myself as best as I can. I'll be complete. So when we meet, you can't resist me. Bet you can't resist me. Change my wardrobe and my music. Don't like goatees, I can lose it. Learn to play the blues if I have time. Yeah, fill my iPod up with Lenny Kravitz. Get my hair done up like Brad Pitt. Never gonna quit until you're mine. I can. I soak up all that I read. I'll become all that you need, chameleon. Why don't you take a chance? Come on, give me a try. I'll be your perfect guy, one in a million. You got no secrets. At least none you need to hide from me. Ooh, I don't believe it. Your mother lives right down the street. I can't wait to get to know you. Hope you take the bait. Some things I want to show you up in my computer room by the light of the cathode ray tube. And I bet that you'll be flattered too to know I Googled you. It's gonna do be bit of da ba da do do wa da da.
That's Andrew Laswell with a song called Chameleon, which is the first song on his album Natural Selections. There are some really amazing rhymes in that song, like cathode ray tube and flattered you, yeah. I think.
A little outdated, you know, to a certain extent.
Oh, they work.
That's all right.
They
work.
Yeah. What did you rhyme with Cayman Islands?
Trip to the Caymans, your banking statements.
Your banking statements and trip to the Caymans.
And that was one I had to rewrite because originally it was something about your scripts from Eckerd, and like Eckerd closed down. So I was like, well, I got to change this line.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what Eckerd is anymore.
Yeah, it's the folk process. I think people still know what a cathode ray tube is.
Yeah, I don't think anybody ever knew what a cathode ray tube
is. So tell me about yourself. Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
I grew up in Zillionople. I moved here to attend Kappa, like some of the people that you had here earlier. But back when it was in Homewood and had an annual budget of about $7.
Back when Rogers Kappa?
Well, Rogers was the junior high Kappa.
Right.
There was still a senior high Kappa. I only went for my senior year.
And,
We had to dumpster dive the art department in order to build our set for the school play at the end of the year. I wasn't there for music. I was there for theater.
And what happened to you after Kappa?
After Kappa, I decided that I still enjoyed acting, but I didn't enjoy actors so much. And so I kind of abandoned acting entirely and went into circus sideshow. I joined an outfit called Circus Apocalypse as their insectivore, the bug eater, and then went on to learn other traditional American circus sideshow stunts like the human blockhead and walking on glass and escape acts and piercing acts and fire work. And I've been doing that since 1993 and still
cool.
do a lot of that as Andrew the Impaled.
There's a large community of performers in that genre here in southwestern Pennsylvania.
There are, and some really great, great performers doing fine work.
Yeah, larger than a lot of people realize. That explains your shirt, too, which looks like a big insect.
Yes, it's a cockroach made out of Devo hats.
Have you ever seen the movie with the animated, or it's not animated cockroaches, but it's a guy's apartment? Oh, gosh. Ricky and I were watching this movie the other day. The cockroaches that live in his apartment control his apartment. I'll find the name of it for you because I think you would like it.
Interesting.
It's a funny movie.
So you're not thinking of the episode in the Creepshow movie where the guy is a germaphobe and has all these fancy vacuums on his desk to suck out cockroaches, and then eventually they like overtake him personally.
No, do you know the one I mean, Ricky? It's called like Somebody's Apartment. Can you look? I'll find it. Let's listen to another song from you. You've inspired me to research a cockroach movie now based on your shirt.
Excellent.
What would you like to play next?
This is called Go With The Flow. It's not on the album. It was issued to me as a challenge by my girlfriend and former SLB guest, Amy Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Who's out in the gallery today.
Through the glass, I didn't see Amy that well. But
She said, how about you make a song based on a flow chart.
Oh, I like this already.
So I came up with this. It's about how to be a star. Get a band, practice, book a gig. Did the band show up? Well, no. Get a band, practice, book a gig. Did the band show up? Yes. Did anyone else? Well, no. Practice, book a gig. Did the band show up? Yes. Did anyone else? Yes. Did anyone buy your songs? Well, no. Do you have songs for sale? No. Did your band quit? Yes. Then get a band, practice, book a gig. Did the band show up? Yes. Did anyone else? Yes. Did anyone buy your songs? Well, no. Do you have songs for sale? No. Did your band quit? No. Then go record some songs. Book a gig. Did the band show up? Yes. Did anyone else? Yes. Did anyone buy your songs? Well, no. Do you have songs for sale? Yes. Then go write better songs. And practice, book a gig. Did the band show up? Yes. Did anyone else? Yes. Did anyone buy your songs? Yes. Well, that's a start. Practice, book a gig. Practice, book a gig. Practice, book a gig.
I love it. It's hard, hard not to laugh out loud listening
to that.
It's a perfect flow chart. I don't know how well you can see it. There it is. It's Joe's apartment. Sex and bugs and rock and roll. We'll get
Joe's
that to
apartment.
You.
I have heard of that. I have not seen that.
And if you like bugs, you'll like that.
All right.
And it's a musical as well as a movie, which I didn't know.
Oh, maybe we need to bring that to the new Hazlet.
Could be. Tell me about Liberty Tubes when you're with the full band.
The Liberty Tubes are a handful of folks that I've worked with, you know, a lot over the years. We made an album some years ago of sports rock under the title Ghost Healers, which if you say it fast enough.
Ghost Steelers, yes.
Then it makes sense. Unfortunately, like reading the words on the front of the CD in the store doesn't make sense like that. It just looks like the word ghost and the word healers, and nobody has any idea that it's an album of sports rock.
I'll bet 1 out of 100 got it.
Maybe.
I
had people coming up to me 5 years after saying, you know, I just got that. it had contained songs like We're Gonna Knock Yins Down, You Got Hit With Steel, My Good For Nothing Dog Ate My Terrible Towel. Yeah. That's a sad song of love and loss. It was a fine project, but didn't gain much traction, and then I didn't care about it so much anymore. But I wanted to continue to write the kind of music that I like, the smart aleck rock that I make. And so this is our first go at that. It took us about 18 months to put together.
Yeah, this is a nice looking CD, and you mentioned your daughter did some of the art.
Yes, my daughter Hunter did the artwork for the album. The album is called Natural Selections. So I asked her for something Galapagos. So she gave me a color drawing of a Galapagos turtle. I thought it was pretty great. It worked out very nice.
It's beautiful. Andrew Laswell is who you're hearing right now, and it's nice to have him along here. It's a great album. Miguel, I'm looking. You've got four of you here on it, right?
Yes, Mike Antiman plays guitar and bass and keys on the album. Ian Green plays percussion and drums. Miguel Segay plays percussion, and it just works out very nicely.
And did you write all of these?
I wrote all the songs, yes.
Terrific. Let's hear another one.
Okay.
Andrew Laswell here, and I put a picture of him up on Facebook if you want to take a look at him, and you can see him, and we'll let you know how you can connect with the Liberty Tubes and follow where they will be playing next after the next song.
Excellent. This is called Fallout Shelter. It's a post-apocalyptic love song. Gonna build me a shelter made of concrete and of steel. I'll fill it up with water and ready to eat meals. Rifles, bullets, kerosene, it's all part of my plan. You'll finally take a chance on me when I am the last man. Now we all know it's coming in some way, shape, or form. Maybe mutant zombie hippies or freaky solar storm that wipes out all the telecom, destroys the power plants. You'll have no choice but to fall for me when I am the last man. If you stay here in my fallout shelter, I'll keep you safe from harm. Don't care if the world goes helter-skelter if you're here in my arms. Now I know your fella Jerry ain't quite right in the head, and when the things get hairy, the first to wind up dead. But I'll be sitting pretty and you'll finally understand I'm not half a bad catch after all when I am the last man. Now Desmond, he's a smart one, and is good at fixing cars. But when there's no more gasoline, he won't be getting far. He'll stall it in an open field, and then they'll eat his face. But you won't see such tragedies if you're here in my place. If you stay here in my fallout shelter, I'll keep you safe from harm. Don't care if the world goes helter-skelter if you're here in my arms. If you stay here in my fallout shelter, I'll keep you safe from harm. Don't care if the world goes helter-skelter if you're here in my arms. Now I've got your favorite novels and a couple good guitars, some games to play for a rainy day, and a fully stocked wet bar. When all the world around becomes a dangerous wasteland, we'll live it up in my little hut. They'll all be gone. We'll carry on. We're safe and sound here underground. I'll win it all just by default. When I am the last man.
Do you know the name Tom Lehrer?
Yeah.
Forgive me, but I'm not comparing you. I'm just curious if he's impacted you at all. And because I hear a little bit.
A huge extent, probably more so than any other single musician. If I'm ever out somewhere playing a cover, 2/3 of the time it's a Tom Lehrer song.
That's great.
And most of the rest, it's probably They Might Be Giants.
And you know, he's still alive.
He is. And living in San Diego, I believe he's 86 now.
I think that's about right.
Something like that.
And there are some, if you haven't gone to YouTube to look him up, there are some full-length concerts of him on YouTube and some relatively, say in the last 10 years, videos of him
performing
at closed functions like people's retirement parties. And he's
huge fan of Tom Lehrer. Like I said, a huge influence on my life. You know, the lyrics.
Yeah,
you know, that's my one trick. You know, the rest is all window dressing for the lyrics.
Well, the bounce in your play is what made me think of it. But your lyrics are amazing. They're so much fun to listen to. Now, I think the band can't. If you Google the Liberty Tubes, that's not going to work very well.
If you look up thelibertytubes.bandcamp.com.
There you go.
The Liberty Tubes, all one word.
.bandcamp.com. If you just Google the Liberty Tubes, you're going to get
You're going to find pictures of the tunnels.
But the Liberty Tubes. .bandcamp.com, and there's music you can download, purchase inexpensively, you know, track by track. Are you playing out anywhere coming up?
Yes, we have the Liberty Tubes are going to play together again April 14th, the day before tax day, at Ham Bones in Lawrenceville. You know, so if like the day before taxes, you're all, oh my goodness, I didn't do my taxes, this has to be done tomorrow, blow that off. Go down to Ham Bones and treat yourself to some smart aleck rock.
And I think you actually can. I think taxes are due on this.
Because it falls on a weekend this year or something like that?
Yeah, if I say it on the radio, it'll be
because it's a Friday. Yeah, Saturday. So taxes aren't due to Monday. So look, you don't need to worry. You can come out to Ham Bones and you can treat yourself.
Yeah, they're due the 17th.
Yeah.
So you get an extra couple days.
Exactly.
And
use it wisely.
Yes. And Andrew will have the 6-month extension forms available for you that night if you really want. Even more extra days.
I'm thinking about putting the 6-month extension form on some of my songs.
You know, years ago, they used to publish that form in the Post-Gazette. They published the whole form there as a public service.
So you could clip it.
I haven't thought about that in ages. Seems kind of quaint.
That reminds me of the old Steelers cutouts they had in the Pittsburgh Press way back in the day.
I remember those. You could collect them all.
Yeah.
I was a paper boy, and sometimes I would collect them all just that way. Andrew Laswell is here and is a joy to listen to. I can hardly wait to know what's next.
This song is called With Their Own Eyes. It's an interesting song because in the very first line, it reduces all of humanity down to one of two kind of, I don't know. Maybe you think God just happens to be. Maybe you think the Big Bang just happened to happen. Whatever you think, keep it to yourself. And don't take the word of anyone else. Shut up about it. Everybody talks about which no one's ever seen with their own eyes. Maybe you have questions about your soul. Maybe you just wanna feel like a part of the whole. Maybe you have some answers, well, I have some too. But mine are just for me, and yours are for you. Shut up already, no one needs to hear your heavy theories. Someone else drilled into your head. Shut up about it. Everybody talks about this. No one's ever seen with their own eyes. Got a gut feeling, and you know you're right. Anyone disagrees, and you're ready to fight. If it made perfect sense, you wouldn't need to shout. Why are you so defensive if you have no doubt? Shut up, stop talking. How can you still find it shocking? These days, giant claims require giant proof. Shut up already. No one needs to hear your heavy theory. Someone else drilled into your head. Shut up about it. Everybody talks about which no one's ever seen with their own eyes. With their own eyes. With their own eyes.
Andrew Laswell here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Somebody is out there who just spelled well on our letter board. I'm wondering if Lass is going to come next. You can't see it out there, but trust me, it's out there, just well. We'll find out. It could be the beginning of a get well card too, but there's this marquee like letter board near the stage.
Yeah, we were playing with it earlier. We tried to put DRU onto it, but all the Ds are orange, so they don't show up in photographs.
Yes, it's tough. there definitely are missing letters. Oh, it's saying welcome. So it's half right for Andrew. The Liberty Tubes album that features Andrew and the band is called Natural Selections, and it looks like you've got a full dozen tracks or so on here, including the song you just played. Mm-hmm. We certainly have time, I think, for at least three more songs or so. I think we're on track with what you're.
I've got a short one and a couple of regular ones to go.
You really have regular songs. You've written regular length
songs. It's like 4 minutes,
but they're not, because most of your songs are sort of. Yeah. Irregular? No.
Indeed. Well, this next one is not intended to be funny. You are welcome to laugh if you do. Yeah, I always welcome that. But this is another challenge issued to me, by Amy. Mm-hmm. She has heard many of my works, and they're very wordy. And she challenged me to write a song that had exactly 100 words.
Interesting. I'll tell you a story related to that after you play the song.
Okay. This is called Scales, and it's not about musical scales or fish scales. It's a biblical reference, and of course, those that know me would, cock their head a little bit to the side hearing me make a biblical reference. But it's about the blind man being healed, and it's as though the scales fell away from his eyes, and he was able to see again.
count the words if you can.
Yeah, and don't count the O's. I lost the scales from my eyes. Oh, I lost the scales from my eyes. Oh, now they're open, I can clearly see a whole world for me. Tried to tone it all down, oh, just to keep her around. Oh, in the end it was still too much. She couldn't handle the rush. It's all new, amazing too, I can't begin to tell you. Ooh. I was too wrapped up to see, oh, what's good or not for me. Oh, I hid my light behind a cabinet door. I can't hide it no more. I lost the scales from my eyes. Oh, I lost the scales from my eyes. Oh.
You can't count the O's.
I see that.
Why? I was madly trying to remember the name of this artist. This would be a good challenge for you. And I had to do a little research. But
remember the artist you're thinking of?
The artist I was, well, that I was thinking of, John Flynn is his name.
Just going to say that.
And no. Not Michael Flynn, John Flynn. And he wrote a song in which every word is two letters, a sensible song in which every word is two letters. And it's a great song. That could be a challenge for you.
That's great.
Or actually, you could do three letters, four letters. I wouldn't suggest one.
Is it at my id?
So to be or whoops. Yeah, that's it. But he did it, and it's a sensible song. So a cool song. Andrew Laswell is here. Has anybody ever commissioned you to write songs? Because I think that'd be a lot of fun.
That would be fun, and actually, I'd be more so welcome the opportunity to be a librettist to write lyrics for some existing like musical score, or somebody needs help writing the lyrics out. I think that'd be super fun. I don't know anybody who does that personally.
So you could if we wanted a Saturday Light Brigade musical for
Saturday Light Brigade, yeah,
for our 40th, we'll be entering our 40th year soon, so we could have SLB the musical and commission songs and routines and
I can harken back to the days in the early to mid 90s when I was cleaning the Oakland Beehive and listening to Saturday Light Brigade every morning as I pushed my mop across the coffee floor.
Oh, it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
I want to be sure we've got about 9 minutes of radio time. That should give you enough time, I think, for both songs you wanted to do.
Yep. We'll just go right into them. She's like springtime in Pittsburgh, coming my way. The memory of cold times is starting to fade. When the snow plows, I'll go home, and the salt's back in its dome. I won't think about the cold, cold days I've known. When the sun's out a little more, not every day, of course, but any day she's out is worth cheering for. She's like springtime in Pittsburgh, coming my way. The ice on my rooftop started melting today. When the trees just start to bloom, I can still see out my room, but I know my view will turn real green real soon. When the calendar getting long and the sun comes shining strong, only then can me and life start to get along. Sure, the rivers might be cresting soon. If not now, when the rains come in June. If you don't know winter, you don't know what I mean. It's not like the pictures in those nice magazines. No, the wind here cuts your face, a dirty slush all over the place, and you know that time is your one saving grace. When you're finally sick of it, bundling, shoveling all of it, there's some things that when you're gone you don't miss one bit. Sure, the rivers might be cresting soon. If not now, when the rains come in June. It was quite unexpected, this spontaneous spring. I got cosmic corrected, if that's even a thing. I was stuck out in the cold, getting numb and growing old, and another man with my hand would surely fold. But then the calendar skipped ahead, and now sunflowers in my bed, and I can't get this bird song out of my head. Sure, the rivers might be cresting soon. If not now, when the rains come in June. At least I'm singing a different tune. She's like springtime in Pittsburgh, coming my way. That flower called living opened up today. And I say it's so darn fun, not just because it's just begun, but because I know what it's like to miss the sun. And now her rain come washed away the dead leaves of yesterday, while filling up the cup of come what may. She's like springtime in Pittsburgh, coming my way.
Andrew Laswell, we are just about out of time. We have time for a little bitty one.
I'll just play a little faster. Oh, you're gonna like this.
Okay, well, let me. Uh-huh. I'm just gonna thank all our guests today: Taylor Robinson, Jess Gold, Ken Regal, also the Center for Young Musicians, Richard Blair, son of George Orwell, along with Brooke and Megan, and also Serena being here today, and Andrew Laswell. Mm. Going to let you play us out.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you for being here.
I really appreciate this.
And go to thelibertytubes.bandcamp.com to get more of his music.
Don't be that guy at a party that gets a girl hammered, hoping for some action. If she has to be drunk, that just means you suck. Don't be that guy at a party, sees someone sleeping in an empty bedroom, and thinks hey might be fun to touch. Well, get this in your head, that ain't cool, man. That ain't cool, man. That ain't cool, man. And you know, and you know. Don't be that guy at the office that gotta make it clear the offer's always standing. These folks, they're just here to work. Don't be that guy at the office that takes a smile as a cue to get all touchy. That just makes you some kind of jerk. Cause that ain't cool, man. No, that ain't cool, man. Said that ain't cool, man. And you know, and you know. You'll have to get the album or listen to hear the rest.
And the album is in my hand. It's called Natural Selections.